Thomas Nelson Page described this in one of his novels. All the Negroes were totally emancipated. Not all, but it got tipped down to the South, of course,
mm-hmm.
on January 1st. And a few disappeared that day and came back the next. Did you see Gone with the Wind the other night?
I saw that Sunday night.
But
I didn't see Monday
night. Well, was it Sunday and Monday?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it Sunday night, and Monday we got to it too late. But Mr. Dr. Roos was very critical of it. He said, well, it's wrong some way. Oh, I said, hell, doctor, I thought it was a great book, too. What I had about the neighbors, how the producer, in other words, the producer, I can't think of his name he delineated the neighbors. Of course, they were well advised of Ms. Susan Haywood of Molly from Macon had a picture of them. She was a petrified, she was a very evil newspaper woman over in Macon of that matter. All right, sir.
So this morning's paper that Butterfly McQueen went.
Yes, Butterfly is the biggest hit across the newsroom. I think we had her one night. People live across the street had Butterfly McQueen as our children, our grandchildren, young. She nursed over there. I came over and babysat here one night for her. I think it was. Against the vivisection. She'll pick up something better than that.
Okay. Well, I guess we had left off talking about old clothes and things.
Clothes?
Yeah. Now, I suppose in the old days everybody wore a three-piece suit, right?
What?
Three-piece suit, that would consist of what?
Vest.
Pants, you say?
Yeah. We had vests. And then just be, frankly, I kind of like that. I got one suit, I think maybe two's got a vest to it. About 12, 15 years ago. Now they're coming back in style, so my grandson over here has a vest on. That varies back and forth. My aunt at Princeton, they had vests. Now, I'll weigh one thing. Remember that old syndicated, not comic strip, the Al Way?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? The little boys always had short pants. I haven't had pants, of course, but they went, went to Knickerbockers.
Mm-hmm.
When I was up to 7, 8 years, 9 years old, I guess. That's the only pants we all wore, three little buttons. All the tight stuff, yeah. And then, what was the name of the fashionable, it wasn't Brooks Brothers, or something off the Children's Show, Best and Company. Yeah, and the little Yankee boys coming down the winter had Knickerbockers. And Lawton Evans, if I remember, Lawton Evans, he was the son of Dr. Lawton Evans, school named after him, big fan. And Miss Evans and mother thought that their little boy should be in the mood, not like the little crackers down here in Harrisburg. And they wore Knickerbockers, we were conspicuous. In those days, the country club was on the west side of them, east side of Millage Road. And I'd go in, everything was in its primitive state, and I'd carried it for father. I must have been 12 years old. And all the little Harrisburg crackers would be up there, and they'd kid me. Look at the boy, look at that fella, got bloomers on. Some guys. But other than that, we kept up with the style.
Yeah.
The ladies got Goldie's Lady book and all the style. In the main, though, when Iron Princeton bought Brooks Brothers clothes, they were cut above the hard shaft and marks things we had here. Yeah, because Brooks Brothers thing I got now still carried on the tradition of buying Brooks Brothers clothes. But there's no great difference between the dress here and the dress there. I was telling Dr. Roos yesterday something that he was talking about doing between the hill, Village Somerville,
mm-hmm.
and downtown.